Welcome to Window on North Korea. I'm Fran Kelleher, your host. So in the wake of the soon-to-be-concluded Olympics, I'm going to offer one more episode with some follow-up on North Korean participation in the Pyeongchang Winter Games. The closing ceremony will begin actually at 5 a.m. our time on Sunday, February 25th. And so it's not quite completed yet, but soon to be. In the previous episode, I gave some background on the combined North-South Korean women's hockey team. At that time, they hadn't played a game yet, but expectations were tempered by the fact that neither the South nor the North team individually would have qualified for the Olympics at all if South Korea hadn't been the host of the games. Indeed, although the combined team had great support from the mostly South Korean audience, with the addition of 200-plus cheerleaders sent from the North, they did go down in defeat in all five games they played, with a total of 28 goals scored against them and only two to their credit. They finished eighth place in a field of eight teams, but their spirits were never dampened. It was widely considered a victory that the team was agreed upon at all and that they practiced and socialized so well together. Even Coach Sarah Murray, who was a bit taken aback by the sudden addition of 12 North Koreans to her team just in January, calling it at that time mind-blowing, and she was skeptical that it was going to work at all, she was moved to tears after their last game. And not tears about the loss, but about having to split the team up when everyone heads home on Monday the 26th. Coach Murray planned to continue coaching the North Koreans after their last game, which happened on February 20th, until her departure on the 26th. She had come to care about them that much. Coaches, fans, and players alike all expressed hope that there could be further collaborations or possibly exhibition games of the two teams against each other. As for performances of other North Koreans at this year's Olympics, there will be no medals going home to North Korea. The short track speed skaters and both men and women skiers all finished last in their respective events. The speed skater fell at the start of his event, requiring a restart of that run, but he soon fell again in that run as well, and he was even accused of trying to trip up his Japanese opponent skating alongside him. The North Korean cross-country skiers managed to place a little bit above last in their category. The best performances, relatively speaking, by North Koreans were by the figure skating pair. Ryum Tae-ok and Kim Ju-sik were the only North Korean athletes to qualify for the Pyeongchang Olympics on merit alone. They would have been there no matter where the Olympics had been held by virtue of their placements in international competitions throughout the previous year. They scored a personal best in the short program, earning the right to go on to the free skate competition where they also scored a personal best. They ended up placing 13th in a field of 16, but they are considered to be possible medal contenders in future Olympics. Their polished and emotional performances were enthusiastically received by South Koreans, and they became a social media sensation among their southern neighbors. It has been encouraging, to read about a more relaxed demeanor among the North Korean athletes at Pyeongchang than has been seen at previous international competitions. An article on the dailynk.com website said, quote, "Facial expressions and actions of the North Koreans at these games appear to be more relaxed than during previous trips abroad. While athletes were known to ignore reporters' questions with emotionless, expressionless reactions in the past, throughout the Pyeongchang Olympics, they have been smiling and waving at the cameras and even answering questions, albeit only with brief responses," end quote. North Koreans have been observed taking selfies among themselves as well as with South Koreans, and some were even seen with bags of McDonald's takeout meals, the symbol of American capitalism. Others are using the free soda vending machines in Olympic Village. A defector and former national athlete is quoted in this article as saying, "It's true that, on the whole, the athletes appear to enjoy more freedom under Kim Jong-un compared to under Kim Jong-il. Nevertheless, they are all thoroughly coached and educated prior to departing on how to respond to reporters, how to interact with their southern counterparts, and how to behave in general, meaning that it's not their genuine personalities that we are seeing," end quote. This defector commented on the reason for this mix of seemingly natural behavior and the more expected awkward behavior of North Koreans at the Olympics, saying that it is likely due in part to the thorough ideological preparation they are put through before going abroad, as well as more fundamental communist aspects of their society. She said, quote, "Due to the rift between North and South Korean societies, behavior that South Koreans find strange may seem natural to North Koreans," she explained. So what has been the reaction of North Koreans in North Korea to all this Olympic activity? Interest in what's happening there is reported to have risen after it was announced that Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, would be attending the opening ceremony. The reason for the sudden interest was their hope that her participation might somehow eventually lead to more access to South Korean goods and South Korean media, rather than interest in the games themselves. What they know about the games and where they are happening is coming from unofficial sources and not the North Korean government-controlled media. Quoting a South Korean professor from Korea University in another daily NK posting, "After Kim Jong-un's New Year's address, the North Korean media has not published a single article referring to all the welcoming events the North Korean delegation received during the Pyeongchang Olympics. News about memorizing Kim Jong-un's New Year address and other related academic and ideological competitions have been reported daily, but there is not one mention of Pyeongchang. Many North Koreans may not know where the Winter Olympics are actually being held," end quote. But as we know, they're finding out through unofficial sources, but it has apparently not been acknowledged much in the formal media. I'll conclude with an article from North Korean media, the Rorong Shinmun, the official newspaper of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of North Korea, from February 19th of this year. Taekwondo is one sport in which North Koreans do truly excel, and South Koreans as well. It's not a Winter Olympic sport, of course, but in another gesture of peacemaking between the North and South, their Taekwondo teams teamed up for a series of demonstrations during the Olympics. From the Rorong Shinmun's English language article about these exhibition performances, I'll read to you. "Taekwondoists of the North and the South of Korea gave joint demonstration performances in Seoul on February 12th and 14th. Watching the performances were the Speaker of the National Assembly, the representative of the Minju Party, the mayor of Seoul City, and other personages of political, social, media, business, and religious circles in South Korea, those concerned with Taekwondo, and Seoul citizens. Taekwondoists," that's what they're calling the practitioners of Taekwondo, "Taekwondoists of the North and the South mesmerized the spectators through the joint demonstration performance in Sokcho in South Korea, and they represented impressive scenes in the performances in Seoul, too. Members of the North Korean Taekwondo demonstration group conducted the team and quintet patterns with dynamic and orderly rhythms and knocked out their opponents with swift actions and strong strikes in self-defense art, winning the admiration of the spectators. Whenever they perfectly performed diverse, powerful, and special actions and general destroying actions, giving fullest play to their mental and physical strength, the spectators broke into warm applause. Taekwondoists of the South side also displayed unique martial art technique and skills. The demonstration performances given by the Taekwondoists of the North and the South together deeply impressed the spectators. At the end of the demonstration performances, personages of various strata of South Korea mounted the stage to congratulate the Taekwondoists of the North and the South, and spectators did not leave their seats for a long time, waving their hands. The joint demonstration performances with the 23rd Winter Olympics as a momentum fully displayed the wisdom and full spirit of the Korea nation and development of Taekwondo technique," end quote, from the Rodang Shinmun, official newspaper of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of North Korea. Window on North Korea is produced here at KTWH in Two Harbors and airs most Saturdays at 10 a.m. Tune in next time when we will return to more coverage of everyday life of North Koreans and stories of defectors from North Korea now living in South Korea and other countries. I wanted you to be able to hear that. That's Arirang, national folk song of Korea, beloved by both North and South Koreans. It's part of our introduction for the series, but you don't usually get to hear enough of it. Beautiful, beautiful tune.